Please turn to hymn number 114, Angels from the Realms of Glory. We will sing stanzas 1 and 4. Hymn 114, stanzas 1 and 4. Please stand.
Thank you.
In Job chapter 38, God says to Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy." When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Music and singing are a part of God's creation. As we read in Job, and as this hymn shows us, the angels sang at creation, and all of us will sing before the throne of God in heaven. Many Sundays of the church, you have Latin names. This week is called Cantate, the word for sing, because the intro, it begins with the words of Psalm 98, "Cantate Domino Canticum Novum," sing to the Lord a new song. Each song we sing is new because it is fresh in our singing and speaks the eternal truths of God, just as the New Testament speaks the same gospel promised to Adam and Eve in the Old Testament, but now fulfilled in Jesus. Hymn singing is our companion through life. Can you think of a church that doesn't sing? Hymns point us to Christ. They teach us the gospel. They comfort us, strengthen us, and encourage us when they speak the word of God. They remind us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he is with us through our whole life. Let's sing hymn 167, stanza 6. 167, stanza 6. We sing various songs throughout the church year. In Advent we sing, "O come, Emmanuel." At Christmas we sing, "Glory to God in the highest." On Palm Sunday, "Hosanna." And on Easter, "Alleluia." We believe there is one holy Christian church throughout the whole world and throughout time. The church is one, though it comes from many different nations and many different eras. And yet we all sing Hosanna, Alleluia, and Amen. The church always sings. Even in heaven, we will sing. We will sing in thanksgiving for all the blessings that God gives us. Please turn to hymn 100, and we will sing stanzas 5 and 7. heaven we will sing with David the psalmist, who played the harp to soothe Saul, with Mary, who rejoiced that God chose her to carry the Christ child, with the angels who sang Christ's birth and who rejoice when one sinner repents. Another hymn says, "There Mary sings Magnificat with tune surpassing sweet, and all the virgins chant their parts sitting about her feet. There Magdalene hath left her moan and cheerfully doth sing with blessed saints whose harmony in every street doth ring." We thank God for the gift of music and song that help us to know and remember his works of creation and salvation. We look forward to praising him with saints and angels and all the company of heaven forever when we see him face to face in life eternal. We sing hymn 67. Please stand. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.